All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Will Bastian, the co-director of an upcoming series of shows put on by the Pontiac Community Players that might be coming to a community near you here in the Pontiac in a relatively short order. Will, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Oh, not so bad, not so bad. So what can you tell me about this latest summer show here from the Pontiac Community Players? It's called Twain's Tales, I believe?
Yes, it is. So it's a collection of little snippets of different Mark Twain stories. So there's some of the more notable ones, like Huckleberry Finn's in there, obviously. But then there's a few smaller ones that were a little more niche, and I think some of them are just some of his short stories that have got included. So awesome. it's a nice little taster of Mark Twain's works.
Okay, gotcha. And how did you guys decide on this show, I guess, in particular?
Well, we read a lot. We read a lot of plays. And we settled on this one because when doing shows in the park, you can't quite do a traditional play. It's always going to be a little bit of an uphill battle. So we picked this one because it lent a lot of flexibility to us. And we thought it would appeal to a bit of a broad age spectrum as well.
Hmm. Yeah, you mentioned there just in passing, it's going to be sort of appearing in parks in different communities throughout the Pontiac here over the next few weeks. This is obviously a little different from what you guys typically do with an actual standalone venue, that kind of stuff. Can you explain a little bit about how this is going to work and why you guys chose to do this way of presenting the play?
Yeah, so we decided to do our show. It's going to travel from in five municipalities. It doesn't quite do a straight line. Just some different scheduling things, but we start we have Waltham, Litchfield, Fort Kalunge, Otter Lake, and Shawville, and it'll be in each of their municipal parks. But we wanted to do something a little different. We've done most of our shows center in Bristol or Shawville, and we figured, well, we're called the Pontiac Community Players, let's go out into the Pontiac and especially the further part of the Pontiac to us, and this just started rolling and happening. So
And from what I understand, too, you're a bit of a set designer there as well, in addition to doing the director's role there as well. You talk a little bit about how that's different from, you know, setting up a stage show to as opposed to putting it on sort of a hay wagon, which is, I understand what you're doing.
Yeah, we're on a converted hay wagon. But yeah, I'm a professionally trained set designer. And usually I just, you know, I'm working within a finite room that, you know, you can screw things to the floor, you put them up through there. Building on the hay wagon, everything has to collapse after every show so we can move it. And so it's been a bit of an interesting experiment in having to make something move from place to place but still look like a stage and have some kind of presence and set.
Gotcha. And as far as the cast goes to the Community Players, you've been involved in quite a few of them in the past year as well. Can you talk a little bit about a lot of old veterans here as well in the Community Players, from the Community Players, or is it, you have some new people coming on as well?
So our show, this one has a really good mix. We have a few people, it's most all very young. We have a lot of new people who this is their first show with us. But we have a few that have been in our shows previously, but it's been interesting. We have a lot of young first timers in this show, and they've all really shone and really impressed us with just this being their first time on stage and how comfortable they were with it. So it was nice to have some new blood worked in.
For sure. And how long have you guys been working on this?
We've been working on this show for about 2 months. So we have, this one was a bit shorter than our usual time frame, but the show's only about an hour. And there's only five people in the cast. So we were able to work a little bit quicker on it. And because it's kind of short scenes of stories, it was a little bit easier to break down and actually rehearse.
Gotcha. Small bites to take, I guess, as opposed to a longer play. All right. Well, for our listeners who might be interested here in showing up, can you give a little of a breakdown here of the logistics, where you can get tickets, where these events are going to be appearing, that kind of thing?
So every show is free. You do not have to buy tickets. You just have to show up. So our first show is going to be August 2nd in Fort Kalunge at the Park Centre. Our second show is August 9th at Park Paul Ryan in Waltham. Our third show is August 16th. It's in Litchfield at the Splash Pad/Rest Stop just outside of Campbell's Bay. And our fourth show is Milldam Park in Shawville on the 23rd. And our last show is August 30th in Otter Lake at the Recreation Centre.
Will, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for talking with us about this new project you guys got here at the Community Players. If there's anything else that you wanted to let our listeners know or anything that we neglected to mention here over the last few minutes, I'll give you the last word here.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you for having me on, and I hope to see everyone there and enjoying the show. And if anyone has any interest in getting involved in our shows in the future, we are always open to new people. So you can show up and give us your information. We'll add you to the mailing list or come to our annual EGM. Thanks so much.
That was Will Bastian, the co-director of the Pontiac Community Players' latest production, Twain's Tales, which will premiere this Saturday, August 2nd at Parc Centenaire in Fort Collonge. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.